Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's talk about this. Okay, Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway.
98, right?
98?
How old is he?
I don't think he's that old.
Is he 92?
I think he's like 91 or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead. Can somebody Dan, put it in chat.
Dan got us.
Yeah, Dan got us for sure.
Yeah, Charlie Munger might be 98. He's up there. Like he's older. But they had their annual shareholder meeting. And, you know, a lot of different things happen. So I want to talk about a few things from that. But the first, so a couple of years ago, Warren Buffett said that Bitcoin would go to zero. He said it was worthless. And I think, I don't want to misquote him, but I think recently, like this weekend, he said he wouldn't buy all the Bitcoin in the world for $25.
He did say that.
So... So that's telling me that he's saying Bitcoin is worthless. If you're saying that you can have every single Bitcoin in the world and you have $25 in your pocket and you won't pay $25 for every single Bitcoin, then you see no use case. You think it's actually worth nothing. That's a bold statement. So how do we feel about him saying that?
The Bitcoin, you know, I love Warren dearly, laid a great foundation for me to be able to walk on. Any asset technically can go to zero, and there's a bunch of factors that, I mean, every bank, every institution at one time, and there would have to be like, it would have to come out that Putin like actually owns all of Bitcoin, or he was the mastermind behind it, right, to go to zero. The probability of it going to zero is like less than 1%. So I think that's a little bit far off. The $25 comment, I don't know what his rationale is. Maybe for a long-term investment or the amount of capital that they have, maybe I can understand it. But to say that he wouldn't own any of it at 25, I think it's a mistake. But I have to be honest, it's really hard to question a billionaire and a person with that much internal access and with the amount of information that he's privy to. Whenever someone with his track record says something like that, there's usually a hidden message inside of it. And I'm wondering if he's trying to like slowly reveal that the powers that be may be trying to push it down, but the probability of it going to zero is less than 1%.
Yeah, I think they, I mean, every shareholder meeting, they're saying the same message. I think, and people putting the age in, he's 91, Charlie's actually 98. But I think Charlie at one point said it's evil. I'm just like, they're gonna remind us every meeting that they don't believe in Bitcoin. It's something deeper there.
Charlie, he said some very derogatory things about Robinhood also.
He did. He did. He did.
Is it derogatory if it's slightly true?
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah. Shout out to our alumni. Yeah, he did. He did. But, you know, let's talk about some of the things that actually did happen, positive things that actually can help some of the people that are watching here. And so one of the things that was brought up was the Activision deal, right? Mm-hmm. He owns 9% of it now, right?
Yeah.
And so most people are looking at that like, hey, where did that come from? Obviously, he's not just making just random investments, but if people were worried about the Microsoft Activision deal going through, I think this is a good sign.
Great sign. Right? That's the greenest of flags you can get.
Yeah. So like if you're a Microsoft investor and you were like, hey, what if this deal doesn't go through? There's some talks that you just had one of the greatest investors, if not the great, just increase his stake by 9% ownership in the company on the contingency that that deal goes through, which probably means that this deal is going to go through.
I mean, and on top of everyone listening, they're investing in Bitcoin. So even though they're making this commentary, they are actively investing in Bitcoin at this moment. So the big lesson I want you guys to take away from it, you cannot like something, but you need a certain amount of exposure to every asset class on earth. I don't know what information he has. I mean, I think if it comes out that Putin owns a considerable amount of it or Russia does, I think that will change the valuation of it. But
They had a man in the audience who also used to say things about Bitcoin sitting right in front of them as they were making that, by the name of Jamie Dimon. Mm-hmm. Not everyone at Chase. But, you know, he used to say the same things and then come to find out that they're invested in Bitcoin. So you just never know.
Yeah, I mean, those two scenarios are a little bit different. I think, honestly, anytime a new recession is in the works, I don't know what he's thinking at all. And I got a good book recommendation for you guys as well. The Most Important Thing Illuminated by Howard Marks. Amazing book. You guys should read that. I don't think Warren is able to say what is really on his mind, especially with the market being in such turmoil. He could flip the market one way or another. I don't think he is doing a bait and switch, kind of like how another investor did around 2015, 2016. But I do think there could be a cataclysmic event that will push Bitcoin to like that 29,000 area that we talked about prior and all the details on that. And I think once it gets revealed how deeply integrated banks and big hedge funds are into the top 15 crypto, I think most of the constituents that use them are going to be incredibly upset.
And Activision shares was up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
9.5% after it came out that you know, Berkshire Hathaway owned so much of it. Mm-hmm. And Berkshire A is currently at $485,000 per share. And it's been positive for the last 3 months. So it's actually outperformed. Say what you want about Warren Buffett, but he's actually outperforming at 90 years old. He's outperforming the market. Mm-hmm. His share, his stock is almost $500,000 a share.
Mm-hmm. That's and so he bought that, and he bought more, or he bought Chevron, Upstate and Chevron. Obviously, mm-hmm. we know that they're big investors in Apple, and they're big investors in the drinks that they had at the meeting, Coca-Cola. So, you know, they're just doing things that they invest in. But this is a key lesson too. Everybody should take this, right? And you probably overlooked it. And we always talk about when it's red, we don't panic. So here's what else they also did. They ramped up their stock bets by more than $51 billion during the first quarter mm-hmm. amid the broader market's downturn. So while the market was falling, they were just adding to position $51 billion worth mm-hmm. of investing while everyone was panicking. And so it goes to show you what the greatest investors are doing, right? When they see red, they don't panic. They pick their spots and they invest, and they're doing it for long term. He said this thing, even when they're done, right? When they're gone, long gone, Berkshire Hathaway will live on forever.
Absolutely.
Forever and ever.
And here's the crazy part. They were a net seller of stocks in 2020 and 2021. So like, imagine like if you're playing ball and you're underneath a 6 foot rim and you're 6 feet. If you jump, what are you going to do? You're going to hit your head. There's no room for you to be able to go up now without quantitative easing. The rim's maybe at 9 feet. Now it's time for them to buy. So when you see net seller versus net buying, only look at the top five and see if they're buying now. Now you have asymmetric risk to reward ratio that is in your favor. So when everyone is panicking and buying off a hype, they're getting killed. Now when there's blood in the streets, now is the time to get the deal. So this is why I always say patience pays. Wealth, you know, requires silence. You would have thought that they lost their ability and reign as some of the greatest investors of all time, and they're actually doing better than everyone else. So what does that tell you? You need to be more quiet, more patient than everyone else. Like they were negative in buying 2020 and 21, and I'm sure all their clients are like, what the hell are you doing? And look at it now, they're beating the S&P 500 and NASDAQ.
Yeah, amazing. And for anybody that doesn't know, they do have a B share, which is a lot more affordable, $318. So their A share is $400,000+ per share, but the B share is $318.
And think about this. The stock is $400,000 without technicals and knowing when to get in. Whew. Future's bright.
any more takeovers from the Berkshire Hathaway situation before we move on?
Key takeaways. I agree with the quote, like Wall Street makes a lot of money when people are gambling. And if I can argue to everyone on Wall Street and inside the industry, I remember in 2008, 2009, and 2010 when you guys said, we wish we had more retail investors in the community. Now we're here. And now it's like, well, I don't want you using Robinhood. Why? You have to pick. Because we can all leave like how we did in 08 and it messes up your money. But I think there has been a monetization attempt and money grab amongst those who don't know. And I think we've played a great part in trying to help keep people disciplined and to buy at the right spots. But just be patient. Like the worst investors and gamblers are going to lose everything now. And then the ones that are patient, like you guys here watching tonight, are going to make a killing. In 2 or 3 years, you're going to look back and be like, I remember when everybody was panicking and Ian Trevor Shot said it was going to be fine. And now I'm up and now I'm about to send my kids to college and don't have to worry. I love those stories. Just be patient and wait. Patience in any business is what pays the most.
The market pays those who are patient.
Absolutely. And if I get this last point, the last time we've been in a scenario when stocks are down this much, 1932, the market ended up 13.1% for the year. 1939 ended up 14%. 1941 ended up down 8.2%. 1942 was up 29% for the year. 1970 was up 11.3%, and we all know 2020 ended up positive. Hold for the long term. Kudos to my brother Frederick. He told us on Stock Club Call maybe 3 weeks ago, the only advantage that we have as retail investors is to be able to hold longer than hedge funds. Please put hold longer than hedge funds in chat. And lo and behold, what are the only ones that are safe? Apple. Well, he put $600 million more into Apple. What does that tell you? Safety has arrived. Apple is outperforming the bond market as a hedge. What else do you need to know? Apple, Microsoft, VO, Google. It's all over about the shouting. Leave everything else alone.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.